Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up very quickly here is one of the, reported to be the longest running festival in Michigan, and certainly one of the highlights of the summer in the Copper Country, and it's the Chasteau Strawberry Festival. And to talk about that, I have two folks from the Chasteau Lions Club. I got John McCrane and Lois Berg joining me. Folks, welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you, Rick. Nice
good
to
morning.
Be here.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, you know, this is kind of coming up on us real quick. It's got everything you would want in a nice small town festival. Great food, entertainment. You got the Strawberry Queen Festival, one of the widest array of vendors of any festival that takes place in this area. The history, the strawberries, it's all pretty good, and it's coming up real quick. We've heard a little bit about the how the strawberries are doing this year. So let's start with there, since they're the star of the show, so to speak, and talk about strawberries. What have people got to look forward to today or this year?
Okay, the crop is looking quite well. We had the late frost there, so we lost a little bit of a third, but we're still getting good berries. We've tasted a few, and they're coming out real good. And another nice thing, we may be less berries this year, but we're not going to raise our prices. We're going to hold the line.
Okay. Now, what makes a Chasteau strawberry so special?
It must be the climate. We get the long days, cool nights, and we have the soil here. That's everything that the berries want.
Yeah, it's a lava in the soil that makes our berries so tasty.
Mm-hmm. Or is that right? Mm-hmm. Now,
the ancient volcanic. And, here.
Definitely when you can tell the difference when you bite into one, because you pick up your average strawberry from the grocery store, and it's got that bit of white in the middle of it, right. And there you can get good strawberries, great crop here in Michigan, but there's something about that Chasteau strawberries when you get that little shortcake. They're red all the way through, they're juicy all the way through, and they have a taste like you can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. You might say they're raised with love, Rick.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
And they're also served with a smile.
Yeah,
we have a lot of fun doing this. It's a lot of hard work, and it's our biggest for the Chasteau Lions. This is our biggest event for the year. But yeah, everybody, every club member comes out and participates in some way.
Now, how long have you been doing this?
67 years. Can you believe it? That's longer than most of us have been here.
Well, that is definitely a long time. I've ever heard it's the longest running festival in Michigan. It certainly doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon, so it ought to continue for a long time to come. And you do this is a fundraiser for the Lions Club, correct?
That's
correct.
And actually, it's become quite the community event. So it's a fundraiser for a lot of the nonprofits in Chasteau.
What kind of work does the Lions Club do that you need to do the fundraiser?
You want to take that, John?
Programs do we fund? Oh, okay. We fund scholarships. We send money to the Lions International, for eye care projects.
We support at three different levels. A lot is a local, we support the Little Brothers, Friends of the Elderly. We also give money to Omega House. We give a lot of money to this local Chasteau Heritage Center, the school, and eyeglasses. If some people need some help with eyeglasses, we pay for part of that. At the state level, we have Leader Dogs for the Blind. There's Michigan Eye Bank, which we support. And then at the international level, there's Lions Club International Foundation. And what I really like about LCIF is 100% of the money goes to projects like the Lions were there when the tsunami hit in Japan, because we have Lions Clubs in Japan. They're all over the world. So you can send to LCIF, and it goes right to the people. We had water to people in Haiti, and we had water to people in New Zealand. We had water right away when they needed it, because the structure was set up locally. So I think that's pretty amazing.
It definitely is. So when you go to the Chasteau Strawberry Festival, that the money that you're spending there is going to help support these great causes through the Chasteau Lions Club. So when there are a few portions of the festival that have become almost iconic in themselves. And they, you know, I immediately think of the parade, and I think of the right. Strawberry Queen pageant, and then of course the shortcake itself and stuff. So let's just talk about, you know, what people can expect when they come out.
Well, if you come, say, on Friday, there's always a quilt show, which it's run, I think it's the quilters, right?
The quilters.
Portage Quilt House. And it's at Chassel Township School, and it's at the gym. And then there's things going on at the Chassel Heritage Center. And one of the, on Saturday afternoon, there's a style show. And this year, that style show is celebrating the streetcar era, 1900 to 1930. And they have slides from the area. The women who are modeling the clothes are authentic clothes from the people of the Copper Country in the 1900s. And they also have some nice music. So, I mean, again, that's put on by the Chassel Heritage Center. And that's how this all, the community is getting in on it. And then, of course, we'll always have the Queen Pageant, which is on a Friday. It's Friday night. And we have 12 girls competing this year for the Queens. And then the parade, you know, at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And we have actually two parades, right? You want to talk about
that? Oh, the kids' parade? Yeah, that'll be Friday evening in the pavilion there. We have anywhere from 0 to probably about 10-year-old. Different categories and so forth. So it's always a lot of fun for the kids. They dress up like berries and so forth. And also on Friday evening is the fish boil, you know, the fish dinner.
Oh, yeah. Hazel Tepsa has got this down to a science. And if you've never had the fish boil, it's Lake's Pure Lake Trout, fresh, never been frozen, and carrots and potatoes and onions. And you put them all in these big tanks, and they all go in at a different time, and they all come out at the right time, and it's very delicious. And that starts at 4, and we sell out on that, so come early.
And Lois, you brought up two points too that I think that are really important. One is that the festival begins on Friday, so a lot of things are, you know, usually weekend related here. It starts and ends on Saturday, or maybe starts on Saturday and ends on Friday. I always like this particular festival because it does start on Friday, so I get out on work on Friday, or even part of, I go there to do a little work with the news, but then I get to enjoy it on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then when I come back on Saturday, I don't have to worry about working anymore. I can come and just relax and enjoy it. And then the second that for all the things that are going on down at the park, you have so many other things going on around in the rest of Chassel too that you want to be aware of, so that you don't miss out on some of the, you know, some of those other things too that really make the festival itself so good.
Mm-hmm. Lois, can we go back to one thing on the coronation and the queen contest? We should give some credit to the people that are.
Well, Rick, you were telling us before we went on air that you like this pageant.
Yeah, so I get to attend them all here in the Copper Country, so it's just part of my job. And but there was something that was particularly special about the Strawberry Queen Festival, and I've never been able to quite put my finger on it. Maybe you can help me. But it just seemed that the girls that came out were lovelier, more talented. When I talked to them, after the award's been given out, they seemed like this was the jewel of the crowns in the area. And there's a lot of great pageants. We had the Winter Carnival pageant at Michigan Tech and the Houghton County, the fair pageant, which are all wonderful pageants with, you know, very wonderful girls, lovely girls. But there was something that was just particularly magical, almost princess-like, about the Strawberry Queen pageant that I didn't pick up anywhere else, and I really enjoyed seeing.
Well, I can tell from my own experience when I was a little girl and my mother worked with the VFW auxiliary in Chassel working at this festival. I always wanted to be the queen. And as a child growing up here, you're at the festival. They're beautiful, like you say. And so for most of these girls, they've grown up with the Strawberry Festival. And when we've asked them, why are you doing this? And it was the same answer I would have given, is that I grew up, I wanted to be the queen. And they love the festival. So I think that's part of it. I think I have to give credit to two of our lines, Teresa Lucari and Judy Zercher. They work with these girls ahead of time. The girls have already had one gathering, and then they came and we've at our last Lions Club meeting last week on Wednesday, the girls came and introduced themselves, and then they had dinner with us, and then we had a potluck, and then they went off and did their own thing. But Teresa and Judy work hard with these girls, and they know each other, and the camaraderie is very good.
Talking right now with Lois Berg and John McRain from the Chasteno Lions Club. We're taking a look at the Strawberry Festival that takes place every year in Chasteno. And John, you mentioned a website, because there's a lot of information that we're talking here. So we'll mention it now, the website, and then come back to it right before the end of the program.
Okay, here you are, Rick. It's the CopperCountryStrawberryFestival.com. I'll give that one more time. CopperCountryStrawberryFestival.com. You can go on that site, and if you're going to want to run in a 5K, 2K fun run, you can download your application and so forth there. So, and there's a lot of good information on there. The schedule of events and so forth will also be on there.
And if you want to take part in the parade, can you get information on that from there as well?
There's information on a parade. For the parade, there's no registration required. So a lot of people say, well, how does that work? That there's no, I don't have to register and stuff, but I can be in the parade and still win a cash prize. You know, they say that's quite unusual, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, you just show up.
Just show up.
Around 10 o'clock, they start gathering, and it's at the south end of Chasteno.
And it's definitely, you always have a great crowd for that parade.
Yes.
Too.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. There's always lots of candy. And
also, we want to thank the Houghton County Sheriff's Department and the state police. They come down and help us with crowd control, detouring, traffic control, I should say, and leading the parade and so forth. So we got a lot of thanks go out to them, too, for their help.
The festival always brings other people out to help, and one of the groups that's been helping out for the last few years is Michigan Tech, providing with the boat rides.
Right.
Want to get a chance to talk about those, because the research vessel Agassi is going to be out there again, and that's become a huge draw.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's free. So you get a 30-minute boat ride, and then they talk about what they do with the boat, and it starts at 1 on Saturday. So and they've actually added a couple more shifts because they've been full, and I think they had 5 shifts, 5 different times they went out last year, and they stayed after the festival was over. They were still giving boat rides. So,
and also, well, we're on the subject of Michigan Tech. We'd also like to thank them. They bake the shortcake for us.
You know, do they?
They do. They have free time, and you know, because the students are all gone, so they have a free space in their kitchen space.
It's not free to us.
No, it's not free to us. But
we really like that.
Yeah,
and this year they're delivering them. We John and I usually go with the pickup and pick these up. And this year, Michigan Tech, thank you to them.
I didn't know that they even were baking them. I thought you got them from Costco or
something. Oh, no. We got the secret recipe there at Michigan Tech.
Really? Okay.
And what else? Oh, Michigan Tech helps with the some of the fraternities help with volunteer work there. Maybe they're the queen judges or parade judges and
helps
so forth, and help around the pavilion there.
I think it's the women's basketball team are the judges for the children's parade. So.
Okay. And I got to see the children's parade the first year that I went. It poured down rain, but they still had the parade inside the
pavilion.
We
moved it
there,
inside, you know, and that worked out so well that we're keeping that.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just kind of stayed there.
It stayed there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love the marketplaces marketplaces that pop up during these festivals. And as I mentioned earlier, the Strawberry Festival for some reason brings out the best. The people who that you see on a regular basis at some of the major ones, they all want to be there at the Strawberry Festival. Again, I don't know why that particular festival is such a great draw, but it is. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking for a variety in some of the mainstays, you can usually find them at that festival.
Yes. And a lot of them, right after the festival's over, they start signing up, want to get their booth space, the same booth space again next year.
Oh, that's right. Reserved. I did. I was still serving shortcake, and a woman came in and said, make sure that it's Al Eckhart who is a Lion who is in charge of you know, he's got, you can register online for the arts and crafts, and probably through the through our site you can get on registration. But you know, she wanted to make sure she had her space, and I know our spaces are filling up. The report last Wednesday is all everything on the pavement was full, and we're moving on to the grass now. So.
Well, that just makes me that much more excited to, right, come out and see that, because I know it's going to be packed. I already knew that it would, but the high demand to get vendors in there. So if you're a vendor out there and you've been procrastinating, you don't want to procrastinate any longer, because you may not be able to get in. But if there's still a chance, you want to contact them, and would they do that through the website as well?
Yes, they can.
We're going to give that website. Let's go. John, go ahead and read that website again, and we'll hit it again here in a few minutes.
Copper Country StrawberryFestival.com.
You know, and I registered for the fun run last night, and I just put in Strawberry Festival. It came up.
Okay.
So, I mean, it you put Strawberry Festival or Strawberries Chassel, Michigan, the site pops up.
And you can get a kind of a list of all the events that are going on. So I'm going to kind of ask Lois to kind of take it from the top here and tell us, if you're starting out on Friday and you're going to try to hit as much as you can, all the things that are going on, the major points anyways of the Strawberry Festival.
Well, the first thing, you might want to have strawberry shortcake for breakfast, because 9 o'clock Saturday or Friday morning, 9 o'clock, we're ready to serve berries. So then you can go through the arts and craft, which is just outside the pavilion, and that may take you some time. Then you might want to head over to the Chassel Township Gym and take in the quilt show, and make sure you hang around the evening. We have a fish boil. And then...
Where's the fish boil taking place?
Fish boil is just at the pavilion.
Okay.
It's in the back.
Back of the pavilion.
In the back of the pavilion. The lakeside.
You eat in under the pavilion, the roof, but it's barbecued or cooked outside, just outside the building.
Okay. They cook it right there on site. And then the children's parade starts at 6, and then we're judging strawberries. The strawberry growers bring in slats for judging, and what's really interesting to me, when I first started this, we had only 3 strawberry growers, and now we have 8 strawberry farms. So in the last several years, strawberry farmers are coming back. We used to have 250,
really,
in the olden days, but now we're growing back. It was down to 2 or 3. Now we're at, whatever I said, 9.
So, oh, that's good.
So they're growing. And they bring their best berries, and then we have a judging contest, and then we give them a prize. And then when the queens have come out and done their things, the judges need time to judge, and so during that time we have an auction. So we auction off, the first things that go at that auction are those slats of berries. And I think the slats are 8. There's 8 quarts in a slat.
Quarts.
And sometimes they go for $250 to $300. That's how much people, because the one slat goes to the leader dog for the blind. And I don't remember where all the other, but each one has a designated place where they go.
And all the money goes to charities, basically.
It all goes to charity, yeah. Yeah. So, and then, of course, you have the introductions of the queens, and then the auction, and then the crowning. And it's usually packed crowd. Even in the rain, the place is packed, because we're under the pavilion, has a roof, and then if it's really blowing, we have curtains. We can keep the most of the wind out. And so then you can have strawberry shortcake at all times, and one for supper if you want. And then there's also a dance then Friday night at the VFW, and the music is by Martial Law, so it's a live music.
So
it's a full day Friday.
Yeah, and then that's all on Friday. We have all that going on Friday. And if you manage to get to bed before the sun comes up, you might be able to make it out for the parade in the morning. And you said that lines up about 10 and steps off when? About 11?
11. By 11 o'clock, yeah. But we wanted to expand this even a little more. So we've added last year was the first, this is our second annual 2K to 5K walk run. Mm-hmm. And that's at the Chassel Heritage Center. Just as you come into town in Chassel, you have the Sigmaro fraternity on the left, and then you take a right, and that it used to be the old Chassel School. Yep. There are two yellow buildings.
Yeah, back of that.
And the back of that, that's where this 2K, 5K run is.
And it's a beautiful trail. You're not running on pavement or anything. You're running out on a nice ski, old ski trail through the woods and stuff. So.
And last year was the first year you did that, because I don't remember that. Well, years ago when I covered the event.
We were expecting, if we broke 100, we were going to be happy, and they had like 188 people ran. So we're looking to expand it again, fundraiser, and you can register online. And the money goes for SKY, Simple Kindness Youth, which is a nonprofit started by some teachers and a counselor, and the money is used for children, or young people, can be K through 12. And this year they're giving $150 grants to the teachers, and it might be simply that the child doesn't have a hat or mittens
or shoes,
or somebody needed a jacket to do an interview. Somebody needed a prom dress. So simple things. And so we support that. And this year also, some of the money will go to the Chassel Heritage Center and the Chassel Recreation Organization. So all that money that we make goes.
Now, on Saturday, when you come back and you've survived the fun run, because I don't know if I would, and then the parade, and you've enjoyed the parade, what do you have to look forward to on Saturday?
Well, okay. Always strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, no, of course. Starting off the strawberry shortcake,
and they've got good music there. And the Rolling Thunder will be playing there Saturday.
It's live music, and they are wonderful.
Yeah,
great. Yeah. We're working, of course, but it's so fun to work and listen to this music. I mean, that's where we're serving this with a smile because the music is so uplifting.
Early Saturday morning, the first responders and the fire department will be out there barbecuing chicken.
That's right.
On Saturday, they start cooking at 5 o'clock in the morning, I believe. And then so it's all Saturday afternoon. You can have your barbecue chicken dinner and so forth. So
and speaking of food, people, we've lost a few people serving food, but now we filled in those holes, and we have brats and hot dogs, which are available at the Chassel School Booster Club booth, and then the barbecue chicken, and then we have pasty pizza, nachos, and cotton candy offered by the parents, PTA of Chassel. So there's lots of food now.
Well, it's a good thing that that strawberry shortcake doesn't count as far as any calorie intake.
No calories.
You can still eat all that stuff and still have plenty of room for the strawberry shortcake as much as you want, because it doesn't count. It's free because it's a festival.
It's got to be nature's perfect food.
Even the whipped cream and stuff like that. Again, it sounds like it's going to live up to its reputation as being, one of the premier events of the Copper Country, one of the those festivals that make living here or visiting here during the summer, so special. And it's thanks to folks like yourselves and the people at the Lions Club and the other volunteers who come along to, help out and make this happen. Without them, this festival doesn't go on.
Could I make one other point, Rick? You're talking about volunteers and stuff. We have openings for volunteers for berry cleaning on Thursday evening. This is before the festival starts, the evening before.
It starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
and we have
o'clock.
1,200 carts of berries that we clean. And if we have lots of volunteers, it takes maybe 2 hours. If we don't, sometimes we'll be cleaning berries for 4 hours. But those berries come in and they're washed, but they have to be sliced and
take
then
the hulls
sugared
off,
and
caps off them. And if you're going to come and volunteer, they bring a big plastic or Tupperware dish and your favorite paring knife.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll do the rest.
Definitely. All right. My guests have been John McCrane and also Lois Burke from the Chastel Lions Club. John, one last time, you can give us that website where people can get more information and a full list of events.
Okay, certainly. CopperCountryStrawberryFestival.com.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
The Chastel Strawberry Festival, July 10th and Saturday the 11th, coming up real quick. Copper Country Today will be right back.